My name is Chloe Stolting, and I'm a public relations, marketing, and communications professional. I may not have all the answers, but I'm willing to find them out with you. I'm passionate about helping individuals and small businesses find their voice and reach others. Let's get organized and prioritize together. Visit findyourwingspodcast.com for more information and follow me on Instagram at findyourwingspodcast. Now, take the journey and find your wings. Hello, happy Monday. Okay, I have been talking about this episode for a week now, but I've actually been thinking about it for a lot longer. It's so funny when you think about something and you put it out there and you really want to work on it and you're just hyper aware of it, how the universe can just hand you opportunities to do that thing or think about it or opportunities to let it come into your life. And for me, that one was speaking up. I'm recording outside, by the way. It's just so nice out. It's way too beautiful to sit inside and close myself in my office and record. So if there's any background noise, I apologize. We live on a golf course in Florida and we're on one of the last holes. So people by this hole, they've had a couple beers. They're enjoying their round. They get a little rowdy. So you might hear that, or some bird or animal noises. I have one of the dogs out here with me. I am sipping my wine. Literally couldn't be happier. This is like my zen zone. Did all the things I wanted to do this weekend, which was basically just like an agenda of nothing. Just run some errands, get reset for the week. And I feel totally ready for Monday. So it's just such a great feeling. So let's talk about speaking up. Why is it so hard? And why as a society are we conditioned to think, well, at least the majority of us think that speaking up is a negative thing or it makes you seem like you're being difficult? Why is that? So in this podcast, I want to talk about some of those barriers which might make us apprehensive to speak up. I want to talk about when you should speak up, when not to speak up, how to start speaking up. But before I get into that, I want to go a little bit into my journey of speaking up. And I've talked about this, I think, before, especially, I think, as you grow into an adult and you're hyper aware of people's reactions, you can just change. And the way you were from when you were a kid to now is different. So I think when I was a child, I was so good at speaking up. My mom raised me to do it. And for myself, on behalf of others, I wasn't afraid. Somewhere along the way, I was conditioned because I either had negative experience or I just wanted to fit in. I cared too much what people think. And I didn't want to rock the boat. So I've had some instances in the last few years in my life where I didn't speak up for myself. I was upset about that. And in some instances, it can be as small as you paid a lot of money for a nice dinner out and your steak wasn't cooked the way you wanted, or something wasn't right in your meal and you didn't speak up. And you worked really hard for that money. You know, that's not life or death, but especially when it comes to healthcare and advocating for yourself as the patient and being educated and being able to speak up about your body, I think there's so many crucial points where you need to be able to speak up, like for your own health and your life. And there's a few things that happened to me that I said, you know, I just wish I would have spoken up. And it wouldn't be like this now, or, you know, so having that, I guess, regret made me really say, like, I'm never gonna not speak up again, like big or small. If something's not right, I'm gonna say something. If I want something done like this, I'm gonna say something, because honestly, like, life is too short. And if you don't speak up, for the little things, you're definitely not going to speak up for the big things, because speaking up is habit. So I'll talk about that as we get more into it. And I want to remind you, when we talk about speaking up, it's the famous phrase, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So it's not the fact, you're not being rude if your steak is not cooked right. It's not cooked right. You're spending $50 on a filet or whatever. Your meal isn't what you ordered. It's not the server's fault. There was obviously just a mix-up. You can just kindly say, hey, I ordered this. This isn't what it is. Do you mind like correcting it or making a swap for me, please? Like, thank you so much. Not a big deal. They'd probably rather have you speak up and be happy with your meal or whatever it is than not, and then like leave with a grudge, not come back, write a bad review. And I truly believe that on the receiving end, it's like how things are handled, that you really have the moment to like shine and prove yourself. So if something's wrong and I express it and I speak up about it and they fix it, they take what I'm saying serious, 100% I will go back there, because that is building trust. So when you think about speaking up, you think about the opposite, right? Which is listening. So everybody says listening is key, and yes, it is, and I agree, but sometimes it's just as important to speak up. So why don't we speak up, or why is there this fear of speaking up? Are we afraid we'll be less accepted? And as a woman, I think there is a stigma. So you think of a woman in society who speaks up for herself, and, oh, she's demanding. Oh, she's high maintenance. We all just want to be easy to get along with, right? Women are supposed to be, I'm just saying what society places on us, more passive and less assertive. And when they are the way of speaking up and they're more assertive, it can be perceived as being difficult to work with in the workplace. So another thing is past negative experiences speaking up. So if you've constantly been conditioned that speaking up leads to a negative experience, it becomes a habit to simply not do it. So if you've spoken up and on the receiving end it wasn't received well, somebody got a little defensive, it just didn't go well, you're going to like take that as feedback and say, ooh, like I better not do that again. So then it becomes habit, and all of a sudden, you're not ever speaking up for yourself in small situations or big situations. So think back to your childhood. In school, we're taught to not speak out without raising your hand. Or we're also taught that, you know, sometimes our opinions are shaped for us. You can't say certain things in front of the group. You have to say this. This is well-received behavior. This is not well-received behavior. So from an early age, we're so conditioned that if you don't do it exactly the right way at exactly the right moment and it's not exactly received as you want it to, like speaking up is just bad and you shouldn't speak out. You shouldn't be different from the group. You shouldn't use your voice in a way that's different from everyone else in the room. I have this story when I was like first grade. So as you know, I have talked about this in previous podcasts. I'm a cancer survivor. I had it when I was very young. So I came in very late to school, like late kindergarten. So, you know, it was really tough assimilating into a classroom when I'd just been like living in a hospital for 2 years, surrounded by all adults, having a tutor come to my house, and just adjusting into that environment was so hard. And so I remember being in art class, and I remember a student raised their hand. They said, may I please go to the restroom? And the teacher said, no, you have to wait. And I stood up as a first grader, and I said, if they need to use the restroom, they need to be able to go to the restroom. Like, class isn't over for another hour. You can't make someone do that. And I got sent to the principal's office, of course. The principal called my mom, told my mom what happened. My mom had to come in, have a meeting with the principal. It was this whole ordeal, like she's speaking out in class, whatever. So my mom gets home and she goes to me, "I am so proud of you." And I will never forget that. I mean, it's almost, 30 years later, and it stuck with me. And the moral of that story is, in that moment, I saw someone who I thought needed help, needed someone to stick up for them. They weren't going to stick up for themselves. I believed in my values that something was wrong, and I said something. And society, teacher, principal, tried to push against me. But thankfully, I grew up with a mother who encouraged that behavior. Not speaking out rudely in class, but like in situations where it was justified. And she told me she was proud, and I will never, ever forget that. So when should you speak up? I was brainstorming and reading some articles online about this, and I came up with 5 things of when you should speak up. So the first one, you want to speak up for someone else who doesn't have a voice when something is just outright wrong. And I'm not saying that they might not have a voice because, of societal standards or positions of power or things like that. Like, they simply just may have not found it yet. And they're a very passive person. They don't have the same level of confidence. They haven't had positive experiences speaking up. And you want them, you know they're a good person, you know their intention. You're not gonna like speak on behalf of them, but if something is wrong and someone else is being treated badly, and you, having morals and values, say like they're not getting treated right or something bad happened, it is okay to speak up. So the second thing is just exactly that. If something goes against your moral values at work or in your personal life, so it's okay to speak up. Third, if you really want something. So the thing that came to mind was like, all week you work really hard, you think about your Saturday morning errands you're running, and you think about running to Starbucks, and you want your oat milk, sugar-free vanilla latte, and you want it made just the way you always get it. It's like $5 or $6, and you look forward to it. It doesn't even matter how much money it is. It's just the fact that you work all week. This is your treat while you're out. It's like a ritual. You look forward to it, and you get there. The barista hands it to you, and there's no sugar in it, and you've been thinking about it all week. You now leave. You didn't speak up for yourself because you don't want to seem like you're, being difficult or annoying or whatever. And now you're unhappy all week and you never go back to that Starbucks again. So I think like little things, and this is so good to practice. It's like great ways to practice for the big things that actually come up and are like so life or death important to speak up on. Just practice it. So, if you're in the drive-thru, just like take a quick sip, turn back around through the drive-thru, whatever, and say like, "Hey, I'm so sorry. I've been like looking forward to this all week. I love this latte. I don't think there's any sugar. Like, do you mind adding a couple pumps?" And like, oh my God, they don't mind at all. And now you're happy. They gave you good customer service. You'll come back. It reinforced that the behavior of speaking up can be positive, so that then works to build a potential habit. And when the next thing comes up, just do the same thing. So I encourage you to practice on those small little things. So the fourth of when you should speak up, when you have the upper hand. So this could be at work, if you are in a role of higher status, or if you're speaking up on behalf of others, because you're in maybe like more of a leadership position. So speaking up when you're in that role of being higher status can be a little bit easier because maybe you're protected by your status. So I've seen some people go the opposite of not wanting to rock the boat and risk things were in that position of status and they say, you know what, like, I've made it this far. I've made it this far because I don't rock the boat and, you know, I'm just like not gonna fight. But that's not how I see it. I truly through and through believe that leadership is a privilege and you can utilize your platform to help others. And those are the leaders who harness the utmost respect. Number five, when you should speak up before it's too late and blows out of proportion. So think about how many times you let something go and it just all ends up coming out at once, like, blah, little thing after little thing built up, and then you just explode with emotion. It comes out not as you intended, and it's just not good. So you could have said something earlier when it wasn't such a big deal, and then you could have little small positive conversations along the way. So let's talk about when not to speak up. I also came up with a short list of times when it may be best to bite your tongue. So number one, pick your battles, right? I mean, people say that all the time, but truly pick your battles. Like, is it worth it in the long run? What's the impact it's going to make on your life, in the receiving end person's life? And is it the right time? So is it the right time? If you know the person on the receiving end is not in a state to receive the information well, I would hold back. I think timing when addressing something or speaking up is everything. And your audience, you have to make sure they're ready. You can't just blurt it out. Maybe they're having a bad day. They're in a bad mood. You can just tell. Like, give it time to cool off and just wait a day. They're coming in a better mood. You know it will be more well received, have a more positive experience. So just make sure you feel, knowing who is on the receiving end, the time is right. Now, that being said, I know there's like, you can't always do that. I mean, the example of the latte, it's not like you can say, well, I'm going to hate my latte today and drive away and 24 hours later, I'll come back. Like, no, there's some things you do have to speak up at the moment, but that's when it comes into play of, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Number two, when things are extremely heated and need to calm down. So just use, you know, your emotional intelligence, read the situation, read the individual on the receiving end. And if things feel heated and it just doesn't feel right, like, leave, walk away, let it calm down, and come back when things have cooled down. You can collect your thoughts. The same thing goes in like an email. I know you want to stand up for yourself. You want to get defensive in the moment, but don't send the email when you're angry. Wait, and then wait again. And if you need to have a friend read it or something to make sure the tone is good, do it. You will thank yourself later because it will be a much more positive experience. Next is, don't speak up when you don't have enough information or it doesn't involve you. Unless, of course, you noticed outright wrong behavior and you're standing up for somebody or protecting them for their safety. So if you don't have enough information or it doesn't involve you, you can't save everybody. Of course, if it's like a dire safety situation, yes, please speak up. But you have to know, you know, when it's appropriate. So I would judge, you know, if it's too early, if you don't have enough facts or information and you don't want to put your foot in your mouth, you want to go in with all the facts when you speak up so you can back it up. So I would just make sure you do your homework first. Okay, so I talked through when you should speak up, when not to speak up, but how do you speak up? So it's funny. I've had a couple of scenarios lately, and, you know, I had talked to my mom about this. I told her I want to work on speaking up because she is the queen of speaking up, and maybe that's, like, why I went the opposite, because it's, like, I have someone who speaks up so much, so maybe I go the other way. But she pointed out, like, wow, you've had a lot of opportunity to speak up for yourself. Like, I've been looking for a physical therapist because I have an injury and many can't help me. And speaking up to tell them, like, sorry, this isn't going to work, and going on to the next is a big lesson lately. We had an incident happen with a worker and a company that came to our house, and it was faulty installation, so it caused like some damage, and I had to address it with them. They were trying to just like let it go, but I had to hold them accountable, and I had to speak up. And I've had a couple other situations lately, and I just thought to myself, gosh, it is so funny when I say, like, I want to work on this, that the world just throws opportunity after opportunity. And let me tell you, I'm so proud of myself. I spoke up, and I've started to speak up just even in little ways, you know? So how do you do that? And those little ways that I just mentioned are the best start. So I would start small, and I read Mel Robbins' book, The 5-Second Rule. If you have read Mel Robbins or follow her podcast or read the book, my biggest takeaway was for speaking up. And it doesn't have to be like when you feel something is right or needs to change or something's wrong. Like, you can just generally want to speak up because you have like value to add. So let me say that again. Something doesn't have to be wrong or corrected or not right for you to speak up. You can just simply speak up because you feel you're adding value. And let me tell you, all of you have unique ideas. Everybody has value to bring. We can all speak up and add something important to the conversation. So if you are thinking a thought in your head and you think, wow, like I really could add this idea, like what about speaking up for ideas, like creativity, uniqueness, and you are just like, nope, they'll hate it. They'll hate the idea. I'm embarrassed. I don't want to know, you know, for them to shoot it down. What will they think? So the 5-second rule, if you have not read the book, says when you have like that initial gut instinct or that impulse to do something. So let's say you're in a conference room, you're talking about ideas, and you in your head or in your mind are thinking something. Nobody said it yet. You feel like it's unique. You feel like you could add value, but your internal voice comes in and it convinces you to not speak up. The 5-second rule says to count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you speak up before it's, you know, time to think, overthink it, and before you essentially chicken out. So that would be my first tip. You count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you just do it. Number 2, have a few phrases you can lead with, because it can be so daunting, so scary to speak up. So you could simply lead with things like, I have a question, or hey, I was thinking about this, or from your perspective, and the list goes on. Number 3, put it into practice on a few easier conversations. So I've touched on this throughout this podcast, but the way you start to reinforce the positive experience and break the old negative habit and perceptions you had about speaking up, the positive experience will encourage you to keep going, and slowly you'll find yourself taking on more difficult conversations. Again, it's building that habit, building that confidence, because you have positive, well-received conversations when you do speak up. And so it reinforces that signal in your brain to say, this is okay. You don't have to go into nervous system fight or flight just to say something. You can do it. It's going to be okay. And those small, easier conversations, whether it be with a friend, a family member, a spouse, you can then take that into work, into those tougher, more interpersonal conflicts or conversations. Number 4, come from a place of vulnerability. If you have read, I know now I'm spewing off authors, Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. She talks a lot about vulnerability in conversation, especially in tough conversation. So speaking up is so hard, but remember, it's hard for the other person too. So just be honest, you know, don't be condescending, approach it from your perspective. And you're not putting the blame or words in someone's mouth. You're explaining, hey, I observed this, or I have a question. I feel this way. It goes a long way to get the person on the receiving end to open up as well. Number 5, is there any follow-up? When you speak up, you may be advocating for somebody, for yourself, for an initiative you believe in. And what action items are you taking away from that? Did you say, hey, like, if I'm going to bring this up and we're going to do this and I'm going to address this, like, what will I take back and what onus will be on me? Like, what further research can I do to make this happen, whatever it might be that you're talking about. Is there any follow-up that you need to do? So I would just take that back and follow through. So just because you speak up, it may not solve everything in that moment. So there may be some follow-up. So I would take your action back and take that responsibility and that accountability. And that also shows the other person that you're serious about this. You're going to follow through and you can actually see and make things happen. And lastly, just don't overthink it. Coming from one overthinker to maybe another who could be listening, that's much easier said than done. The other person probably is not even thinking about it anymore. Anyway, that's something I remind myself of all the time. I will overthink and think through a conversation. I should have said this. I should have said that. And I'm sitting here thinking about it. And I'm sure they're just on their merry way and they forgot. And it's totally normal. So just remind yourself they're probably not analyzing it like you are. And it's okay if that's how you process. But just remember, like, they're probably not. So, you know, if you're new to speaking up, just give yourself a pat on the back because you took a really big step. Lastly, take notes. How did it go? Was it well received? Did you get pushback? Did you feel like it was negative? Did you feel like it was positive? Take this feedback and apply it to the next time that you speak up. So I want to encourage you, whoever you are, to speak up wherever you are in your journey, whatever you might be doing, big or small. Find your voice and what's important to you. And it might be as simple as, we're here to just have fun and enjoy life. And right now, that's all you want to do. And this little thing that you're not speaking up on is helping you not enjoy your life as much. And if you did just use your voice and find your voice, you could change that one thing and you'd have a happier, more positive life. So remember when to speak up, when not to, how to do it. Practice with the small things so you can get more positive experience and feedback. Grow that habit so you can then address the bigger things and speak up. And I'd love to hear any situations of how you've learned to speak up, how you're learning to speak up, how you plan to speak up on your journey. It's not easy, so I commend you. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, please connect with me on Instagram and give it a like on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you listen, so I can bring the podcast to more listeners. And you can connect with me on Instagram at Find Your Wings Podcast. Have a great week, everybody.